rest of the story. It was more than 150 years ago that John Mumford was an itinerant Methodist preacher. The topic upon which he preached most often was the demon rum. John Mumford was a vociferous advocate of temperance. Now, there are two definitions of temperance in the dictionary, one which implies moderation and the other unequivocal abstinence. Reverend Mumford's was the latter posture. The only good booze was no booze. John's family deeply believed in him and in the cause that he preached. No sacrifice was too great in the course of sounding the alarm, the warning of the physical and spiritual threat of alcohol to the lives of all it touched. The temperance preachers in those days relied on every available gimmick, every conceivable method of cajoling and shaming and even outright frightening their listeners from the enemy, booze. Temperance meetings often rang with rancorous recitations such as, "A grop seller sat by his barroom fire, foolish and fuddled his friends had gone, to wake in the morn to a drunkard's pain, with bloodshot eyes and a reeling brain." Today we'd call it a guilt trip, and often it worked. And with each soul rescued from the damnation of demon rum, the temperance preachers were inspired to carry on. Rarely did they ever withdraw from the fight. But one day the Reverend Mumford did. It was a practical consideration. Although great was the need for temperance preaching, John decided the needs of his family came first. They'd be better fed on the wages of a coach builder. So John quit preaching and took up coach building. And yet it wasn't long before the pressures of private business kind of got to him. There were difficulties which he had not anticipated. There were financial hardships which he had not anticipated. After a while, John Mumford, a former soldier in the Battle of the Bottle, began bracing himself with an occasional glass of wine. And then two at a time. And before anyone knew what had happened, John Mumford was himself a full-fledged alcoholic. And I mean a blurry, bobbing, weaving, slurring, falling down, passed out cold, chronic drunk. Wife Sarah was deeply grieved, but I think the one that hurt most was John's daughter, Kathy. It was through her father's influence that she had developed religious zeal as a young girl, but now as a teenager, faced with the example of apparent hypocrisy, Kathy could so easily have been disillusioned. At least it should have discouraged her from marrying a preacher, but neither was the case. For the faith that her daddy had given her as a child held fast, and the heartache she now felt for him only inspired her to take up the sword which he had laid down. For when Kathy Mumford married Minister William Booth, they went out together, and they preached and they prayed among those the rest of the world forgot. The risk Catherine Booth took made no human sense, but she trusted God beyond logic, and the improbable ministry which she and her husband built, you know as the Salvation Army. Only now you know the rest of the story.